May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, May 3rd, 2025. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. I'll be narrating from two newsletters that I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. And for those locals who are listening in, if you call Livingston, Montana your home, I have a few words for you. Livingston, Montana, Livingston, Montana, it will show you what I know. It's got heart and it's got soul. I've been north and I've been south, from Seattle to Atlanta. But it's Livingston, Montana, that I love to call my home. Anyway, I'm working on that ditty. When I get a good recording one of these days, I'll get some backup music for it. Anyway, this live show today is going to be available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcasts, these newsletters are linked in the footnotes. So you can click on these links and follow along while I'm discussing them. If you can open that on another window of your computer, or if you're not on a computer, I'm not sure how you do it on a smartphone. But anyway, you can click on the links that are in the narrative, that are in the footnotes that you can pull up. And you can follow along while I'm discussing them and pause the podcast to see those videos or, you know, read those articles that interest you. So you can create your own customized multimedia show in the process. It's kind of a unique thing that you can do whereby the parts of the newsletter that interest you, you can skip right to them when you have it pulled up. And or, you know, go along with the narrative and get some, you know, some comments that are off script, so to speak. They go into more detail. That's I try to make more contemporary. What's going on, you know, currently, you know, within the last week, you know, I've got my finger on that pulse, as a metaphysician would, you know, on the pulse of the collective consciousness that I curate, you know, different newsletter groups that I've come to trust over the last 17 years doing this Cosmic Love show. I use that information from these different sources, you know, and I monitor it daily, you know, pretty much 24/7 these days. Things are moving really fast to keep on top of it. It's just amazing when you can see a repeating pattern of things emerging in the alternative media that's not being reported in the mainstream media. And this is what I, you know, basically try to tune into with my finger on the pulse, you know, patterns of things appearing that are really significant that's not being reported. So I'll be discussing these two newsletters today from April 27th, which was the new moon. And that wasn't that long ago. And what, 10 days ago? And then on May 2nd, well, anyway, that one was called Focusing on Solutions to the Crisis. Now I'm going to get to that. But first I'm going to do, you know, the newsletter I published yesterday on Space Force and launch of the, you know, the revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution, which is the whole theme of 2025 global revolution. And we are in the midst of a revolution, folks. I mean, you know, it's a global revolution. That's not, you know, there's parallels to the American Revolution with astrology, mass psychology. And we'll go into that, Pluto going into Aquarius, but that's another story. And I do want to really emphasize what's going on now. Some just amazing stuff. So this newsletter on Space Force and Launch of the Revolution I think you'll find that really interesting. Things have been going on just the last few days, this last week. That's really, really amazing. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So, as for a little astrology psychology, there's a lot of cosmic drama going on in the world right now, and we're closing out the 2000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind blind faith and fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age with a new relationship paradigm based on social conscience and cooperation. And I'm gonna shut the window here because we're getting some noise coming through. I don't know whether you can hear that on over the microphone or not, but anyway, like I said, there's a lot of cosmic drama going on, and more recently, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some very unique energies with an exact conjunction of the moon and Mars, exact conjunction today, right now, as I'm speaking, in fire sign Leo. Now, Venus and Neptune are also in a fire sign. This is fire sign Aries, and they're in tight conjunction. I mean, and Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. Frequency is in octaves on the inner planets and the outer planets. Anyway, so this Aries, I mean myself, I'm an Aries. I may be really fired up with cosmic fire, cosmic love fire today. So if I get a little excited, I mean the energetics, as I understand it, this is kind of a global thing, and who knows how it's going to manifest. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. But I can spend the rest of the show discussing the timely significance of all of this. The geometry between these planets, where there's blending of energy with creative tension, with creative release. But anyway, I'll try to be a vessel for these quantum field energies so they speak for themselves. Deal? So realize that these cosmic energies that's going on, I mean, it's a quantum field. Now we understand astrology as a function of the fractal order of the holographic universe and the geometries that are that and how they interact and create fields and momentum to fields within fields, energy fields within fields. How it's all in divine order. You might say that the divine order is God, G-O-D, God, geometrically ordered divinity. When I say the fractal order of the holographic universe, the universe has rules. God has rules. And in the beginning, God geometrized. In the end, we become what we geometrize. This is ancient Hermetic philosophy, but I bring that into cosmic love because, who else is going to? Anyway, these energies, these cosmic energies reflect what's going on, going mainstream in the Aquarian quantum age. They'll call the Aquarian age the quantum age. It's the quantum science is coming out now. It's emerging, and it's like it's AI. It's changing everything. AI is a function of quantum science, but it's artificial. I'll be going into that, and I'll be just the difference between real intelligence and artificial intelligence. I mean, that's a real thing that needs to be discussed a lot. So I'll be going into that. Anyway, this newsletter that was just published yesterday, the subject header I have at the top is "It has begun." Fan the flame. Evolution, revolution, revelations ignited. It's like the spark, common sense that Thomas Paine's common sense that sparked the American Revolution. There's a global evolution, revolution, revelations going on now, and it's being ignited by different events. So I'm going into this, the Great Awakening of our time. This fiery catalyst awakening. It's being sparked. And so I have an article that was just published, the May June issue of Natural Life News, called "How the Great Awakening Goes Mainstream." Now, actually, you can just go to naturallifenews.com and read that article online. You can read the whole issue. It's for free. The May June issue of Natural Life News. And this article, been one of the feature writers of Natural Life News for the last 25 years. I was the co-founder. And Dennis Ouellette has really carried the ball on it since I got it started. 25 years ago. So this was an article about how the Great Awakening goes mainstream in naturallifenews.com, the May June issue. You can check that out. Of course, if you're following along with the article, I published and archived, and you can pull up the archive page at heartcom.org. Well, at the HeartCom Network, if you were going to put that into your browser in another window, you just pull up HeartCom Network and you can go to the current year, 2025, and to the current time. And this was the article that was just published, How the Great Awakening Goes Mainstream, is a link in this Ignition article. Anyway, at the very beginning of this article, it goes into the Space Force. And this was a 21-minute documentary that was just released May 1st, 2 days ago. And it's got a graphic of this documentary film, America's Invisible Front Line, the Space Force, the United States Space Force. Now, the video that you can watch that I'm referencing is I mean, very professionally produced. This video is by the United States Space Force. First video I've known that they've produced. And they did it on May Day, May Day, May 1st, 2025. They published it. So if you think about this, folks, until Trump created the Space Force in his last term, and some people don't even remember that he did that. He created the Space Force, the fifth branch of the defense of America, of the five, well, it was four before, but now it's the fifth branch of America's armed forces. So the before Trump, there was what's called the Secret Space Program before he made it, so to speak, unveiled it, which is, of course, it's kind of a limited hangout because the Secret Space Program, there's stuff going on that I'll be going into. That has a 65-year covert history, which, if it got leaked out to the public, they always call it, a conspiracy theory. And of course, conspiracy theory is a term used to discredit, those who see through the bull, the bull, the BS. Anyway, for the video of the month, if not the year, I now, go into a video, and I'm going to be the rest of this, the presentation is going to largely focus on that, this newsletter. And this video explains how the economy, I mean, this, when I say this was the video of the month, if not the year, I mean, it went viral this last week. This is one of those, you might say, the patterns that emerge, as I got my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness. Boy, this was just came up with, luminary leaders all over the internet were talking about this video and went viral big time. So this is, when I say video of the month, if not the year, I haven't seen anything get so much traction in the alternative media so fast as this video. And it explains how the economy was stripped of trillions of dollars to develop the Space Force and more than 100 underground military bases. They're called DUMs, deep underground military bases, to prepare for an extinction level event that they've known was inbound since 1983. And this is an unspeakable subject that I reported 15 years ago. And I got four articles on it that have a link to that you can go to from this newsletter archive, website. And the whole point, folks, I mean, if you can wrap your head around all of that, I mean, it's time to get real. And I have a quote here by Ayn Rand where she says, "We can ignore reality, but we cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring reality." In other words, you could very easily get blindsided. So, what I'm going into this newsletter is a very timely reality report on the globalist, the banksters, so to speak. Their currency corruption, how they've corrupted the currency, the poisoning of the public, the secret space program that the part of the space force that's still secret. I mean, totalitarian tactics for population control. and the importance of keeping a sense of humor. When I say that, there's big drama playing out. And if you're not centered and connected, and basically if you can't keep the faith, you know, like the center of the hurricane where everything's swirling around, if you can't keep a sense of harmony centered and connected, then you get thrown off center. Then you get caught up in the swirl and all the fear and doubt and all the, you know, which is really, you might say, the whole objective of the dark side of the force is get you off balance, off center, and to lose your, you know, humanity. So here's to more light and love, easier and faster, even as you watch this video by Tucker Carlson, the Tucker Carlson Show, where he's interviewing Catherine Austin Fitz, Catherine Fitz. And her backstory, I mean, she's one of the luminary leaders in the truth-telling movement in America. And Tucker Carlson is too. He's come a long way, you know, from denying Iraq, you know, in promoting the Iraq war to now saying it was all a mistake, you know. Tucker Carlson, he's come a long way. Catherine Austin Fitz, I mean, she's just, I mean, this is a very amazing show to watch. She, you know, she's the former Bush administration official, and she was a leader of HUD back in the day. I mean, she was she basically told, you know, American leaders, she exposes in this video how American leaders gave up on the country, you know, in the 90s. And began stealing trillions of dollars to build a digital prison and control the population. Now, again, that sounds like conspiracy theory. The way she explains it and the story of it. Now, I know this is true. I've been reporting on it for years, but this is like unspeakable kind of stuff that she's basically the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. She nails it. She just nails it. So highly recommend watching this video. And if you watch at least 13 minutes of her kind of shock and awe explaining things, you know, just cool, calm, collected explaining things, you'll understand, you know, what no one in the lamestream media will tell us is that corrupt money changers have been running the show, the banksters, you might say. You know, and here's an excerpt from about 10 minutes 30 seconds, you know, that I paraphrase here, and that's kind of the essence of what she begins talking about, and that is how there are, you know, trillionaire central bankers. I mean, they're trillionaires who took over. You know, we're talking about Rothschilds, Rockefellers. This is going back to Jekyll Island in 1913 when they created the Federal Reserve Act. You know, I mean, it was an act. The Federal Reserve Act was an act because the Fed is not federal; it's privately owned by these banksters, and it has no reserves. It creates dollars as debt that we pay interest on, you know, with our federal government taxes. And a lot of people, you know, it's amazing how many people really don't understand this fundamental, you know, act, you know, and it, you know, that it's not federal and it's there's no reserves. They just create, you know, money out of thin air with digital credits. Anyway, the point she makes is that the bankers are now taking control of fiscal policy. So monetary policy is the issuance of currency and credit, and fiscal policy is deploying a social credit system as rewards subservience, you know, basically punishing independence by suspending constitutional freedoms, including no right to travel or buy and sell without social credit. Now, what she's saying, this Catherine Austin Fitz, this is a Boston Tea Party moment of taxation without representation. You know, not just America, but this is the globalist agenda. You know, but the West, you know, taking down the West in this way. I mean, so this video is, you know, it's an hour and 45 minutes long. But it's in chapters, and you can go through the introduction, the attempts to control the world currency, another chapter, and it gives a link where you can click and go right to these chapters. And this is including one of my favorites is, you know, an hour and 24 minutes is how to stay joyful in dark times. because she lays out the problem like very few people have. I've never seen anyone lay it out like this. I mean, this is, you might say, when I say the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, I mean, this is serious stuff, and this is why this has gone viral all over the internet. So here's some quotes from Catherine and Tucker. You know, Catherine says they, and she gave the source of this, and basically she's quoting someone else who said that they, you know, how this authority, and I'm not going to mention the name. She explains the time and the place and this authority, how she found out that there was a higher power, you might say, working behind the scenes that were calling all the shots. And I'm talking about the banksters and, you know, the plutocrats, you might call them. But anyway, how a direct quote on how they, you know, they plan to hollow out the middle class in the West and devastate our culture and the quality of the food supply. This is at 15:38 minutes of the video. And Tucker, he's saying, you know, this was kind of a shock to Tucker, and he says, "Well, I've always been worried that if I knew any more, I would become mentally ill." Like, who wants to know that they're planning on, you know, hollowing out the middle class and planning to devastate our culture and to devastate the quality of the food supply? So Tucker says, "I've always been worried that if I knew any more, I would become mentally ill." And Catherine says, "No. Reality is the door that you open to find real solutions. There are real solutions, and the greatest obstacle to implementing them is no one wants to face it." And Tucker says, "No one wants to face the truth." And I have an infographic that says, a little meme that says, "The more you research, the crazier you sound to ignorant people." So Catherine goes, "You know, you gotta open the door." He said, you know, you got to open the door to find real solutions. You know, what's going on? And then she goes on to say, Catherine says, "I once had a pastor say that if you can face it, God can fix it. The divine intelligence can't go to work if we're not willing to face it. Ultimately, this is a spiritual war, and you have to call on the divine. And that's where the battle is ultimately going to be decided." She finishes with, "Freedom can prevail, and there are many things you can do to help that." I mean, this is a wise woman speaking. Anyway, I added a note, something else I got out of this video. I was thinking about it. Elon Musk's Boring Company, he has one of his companies, it's called the Boring Company. It's a subsidiary of SpaceX. And it's been used for boring, you know, tunneling between more than 100 of these deep underground military bases. That are connected by high-speed magnetic levitation trains like they have in China. So this is the elite's breakaway civilization that Catherine talks about at, that's the 1 hour, 32 minutes. You know, she talks about breakaway civilizations and how, you know, there's a whole level of civilization going on underground that the elite have. I mean, the story about this, the military-industrial elite complex, you know, there. I mean, this is. I've been reading about these underground bases and these magnetic levitation trains and the secret space program stuff from, you know, different people I've reported on over the years. You know, on the deep, David Wilcock and Corey Good. You know, they've gone into this numerous times, different aspects of this, but this is new to a lot of people. Anyways, food for thought. For the truly thoughtful. Anyway, there's some related headlines of the week, that I provided with subtext. One of them was just from May 1st, and this is on Rumble, a reference to it. Klaus Schwab, you know, the World Economic Forum's you know, co-founder Klaus Schwab, his daughter has confessed that the World Economic Forum has planned to murder had plans to murder billions of people. So, subtext here is that Nicole Schwab, the daughter of World Economic Forum co-founder Klaus Schwab, is extensively cooperating with prosecutors in the Crimes Against Humanity case against key figures of the global elite, sparking fear in the WEF, the UN, and the WHO that their diplomatic immunity is about to be revoked, with arrest warrants being issued. So here's another headline, RFK Jr. makes shocking claim at Trump meeting. And that is that the Biden era HHS, House and Human Services, Health and Human Services, was involved in child trafficking. Now, this is May 2nd from the Economic Times. And as the subtext says, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has reiterated his claim linking the U.S. government to child sex trafficking, referencing an allegation originally made by Donald Trump that over 300,000 migrant children were missing during Joe Biden's era as president. Now, if you think about this, folks, and put this in perspective, this understanding of child trafficking, this happening, you know, and that HHS was actually involved with it. This was said in a meeting, you know, of Trump's counsel, you know, is you know, a lot of his key people, you know, were sitting around the table, and he was like, I think, two people away from him, and he's bending over, and this was been reported on multiple websites on the internet. But to make that claim, and now this is stuff that's been exposed, is child and sex trafficking has been exposed heavily the last couple of years, but never has the government ever come out and said that the government was involved in child trafficking. So, I mean, this is like, when I say this is a, when, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz says this is a Boston Tea Party moment. I mean, and this is huge. You know, this is like, there's a turnaround going on, and we're seeing with, of course, the trade story, what's going on with the trade war. That's a story I've been working on, and I got a lot of really good stuff on it, but I don't want to get too much stuff. I mean, people tell me all the time that it's too much information. So I basically just this, a few core issues I wanted to really, you know, key into with this concept of igniting consciousness to these core issues. I mean, these are huge, folks. And so I'm, you know, really looking at how do we have, you know, and encourage conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, and there's a revolution going on, the evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness, whatever you want to call it. It's a global thing now. It's not just the United States. And either you resist, like, or, you know, you, when I say resist, either you know, are part of the solution, you know, either you're part of the solution, as were the American patriots, you know, back in 1776, or you're part of the problem. That's, you know, like, or you want to live like it's 1984, you know, live like it's 1776, or live like it's 1984. Your choice. When I say 1984, you know, the level of AI tyranny that is already being utilized, you know, worldwide in different ways. I mean, it's got to be checked, and it's got to be harnessed. And when it's harnessed, we're looking at a golden age. But unless and until then, you know, we're going to have all kinds of conflicting interests, mismatched expectations, you might say. The globalists for control, and the 99.999% of global population just wanting freedom and opportunity, you know, along the lines of, you know, the first principles of the in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So the big picture, I mean, if we look at it, what's going on with this accelerated rate of change because of AI? I mean, as the rate of global change accelerates with AI everything, thought leaders are trying to wrap their head around the more profound implications and opportunities, you know. And for optimal progress to mature during this revolution, evolution, revolution, revelations, whatever, for optimal progress to mature, the most important component to accelerated change is right brain intelligence that's field sensitive. You know, heart coherent, intuitive knowing. This concept is really important. I mean, we're looking at the whole world kind of out of whack right now, but they're out of harmony. They're out of resonance with the field, the quantum field, of heart coherence, which is basically heart coherence is part of the fabric of the holographic universe. And when I talk about the holographic universe, I'm talking about the fractal order of the holographic universe. It's all fractals within fields within fields, but it's geometrized. There's right dynamic energy field, round magnetic fields, radiant energy fields. This is what you see in astrology. With the right dynamic energy fields is the squares and oppositions. The round magnetic energy fields are the conjunctions, like what's going on with Venus and Neptune right now in Aries. Radiant energy fields are like trines and sextiles in astrology, but they're in the quantum field. These are dynamics shaping the fields within fields. We shape our environment, and the environment shapes us. You've got in the inner and the outer. You've got the environmental field. The field. The identity that we create. We tend to identify with. Our body, mind, and spirit tends to identify with different principles from processes and habits from the time we were born. Of course, the astrology gets into, you might say, the psychology of those of frames of reference for how we are conscious. So as you become more conscious of how you are conscious, you develop a conscience. It's like an objective observer of yourself. But if you're not conscious of how you're not conscious, you're basically, you're cruising in the dark. And of course the world right now is all this uncertainty. We're cruising in the dark. It's like, so the key though is, for the collective is the same as for the individual. You smart without heart coherence, is duh, DUH, dense and conscious and heartless. And the sacred gift of right brain intuitive knowing, and that is a sacred gift. They're always called those who had that sacred gift of a right brain knowing. They've been, the shaman and the wise men, throughout history. It's a sacred gift. Right brain, their fields are coherent. They're coherent with the source field. This, you might say they're sorcerers. The three wise men were no dummies. They were astrologers. They were connected to the field that something really big was happening. They got the coordinates to it, and they went there for the birth. Anyway, when one is centered and connected in a unified field of heart coherence, then the left brain linear logic is quote unquote faithful. You might say mind congruent, as in real intelligence. You can't be mind congruent unless you're heart coherent, or you're unless you're unless you're it's like or you're a robot, you're programmed to be on heartless, and there are some individuals, people, of course, robots that are programmed and as heartless. So I like to quote, to kind of center in what I'm trying to talk about. I have an infographic of Albert Einstein saying that, quote, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift." I'd go on to say that Western civilization is left brain dominant, and Eastern civilization is right brain dominant. I've talked about this on my show many times. I've had guests on my show that are experts on what goes on with the field, the quantum field, and the bond energetically between the East and the West, and how the left brain dominant West reads from left to right on a page, and the right brain dominant East reads from right to left on a page. And the understanding how there's a totally different thought process. The East tends to be more holistic and spherical consciousness. They use pictographs, for their communication. Whereas the West tends to be left brain linear, compartmentalized with symbols of symbols that they read left to right, creating word symbols. That's all. So compartmentalized thinking is dominant in the left and the West. And it that should be this the that linear logical left brain for creative people is always in balance with the nonlinear spherical spirit of, you might say, the unified field or the whole system. Of course, I trained with Buckminster Fuller in whole systems theory at the University of Pennsylvania, what, 50 years ago? And my experience with that understanding is the reason Buckminster Fuller was creative is because he balanced and he harnessed that right brain intuitive whole systems way of looking at the compartmentalized left brain linear logical, you might say, components to any field that you're doing research and or development and creation in, any field you're being creative in. So anyway, the point is, again, that when one is centered and connected in a unified field of heart coherence, then the left brain linear logic is faithful, mind congruent, faithful, as in real intelligence is mind congruent, as in heart coherent. I mean, artificial intelligence is just smart without a heart. So if you think about it, education of the heart has been lacking in the public school system. I mean, the public school system. A little Freudian slip there. The education of the heart, which is emotional intelligence, there's no training in that in the public school system. There's training of intellectual intelligence, not emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is nonlinear spherical spirit of the law, which is more right brain dominant. And that's not taught. There's no biofeedback training or any other kind of training that gets people into heart coherence with an understanding of the science of balance and how that is part of the maturation process of consciousness is a balance of left and right hemispheres and ways of thinking about everything, especially the creative process, how we're co-creators with our higher self, our real self, you might say our Christ self, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious with a conscience. So, E=mc², as we become conscious of how you're conscious, all time and space becomes relative. That's the C, and E=mc² is the conscience. And as you approach the speed of light, again, the light of consciousness, all time and space becomes relative. So, heart coherent culture will quickly restore government, education, healthcare, and an economics of abundance, as follows from abundant heart coherent love. Now, again, if heart coherence is the key, individually and collectively, how do we do that? And of course, I've talked about in many of my shows and newsletters about Heartware and the Heartware Project, for uniting East and West with a universal interface for global interaction, global co-creation. Through the creative process, the learning process, the processes of consciousness, of light language, at the very heart, at the very source of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So how we become conscious of how we are conscious, the language of light of consciousness, or involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. I can't repeat that enough. It's kind of a meditation. You almost have to hear it, a new concept like that in multiple ways, in different multiple different ways to get a kind of a holographic, holistic, perspective on what, a new concept like this really means and what it looks like. So paradigm shifting, how we expand our paradigm from a very narrow tunnel vision, which most of us have these days because there's so much stress in the world and it narrows one's paradigm. It's like your paradigm is like how well you process new information of an in-depth nature. If you have a narrow paradigm and your mind's not really open, you kind of got tunnel vision, it's difficult to process new information of an in-depth nature. But as your paradigm, if you get a paradigm shift and you get like an open mind and you look at something like for the first time, you can process more information of an in-depth nature because it just clicks. If that learning window is open with an open mind that's kind of open to the field of reasoning and logic and pure intention as focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension, with more full comprehension of, you know, the field that is being discussed. So pure intention focuses attention. That's the beginning. And, where we focus our attention, energy flows, or, you know, attention goes where energy flows. What you think about, you bring about. So this is basically what has been ignited and what's going mainstream. This conscious evolution revolution revelations. This is the 2025 global evolution revolution, folks. This is it. You know, you might say the launch is on. It's been launched. It's from multiple sources. You know, I'm referencing some of them. There's other sources going on where there is a great awakening. It's matriculating the matrix. It's nonlinear. It's decentralized. It's happening. It's been ignited. It's going mainstream, and this is the great awakening. So, you know, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. You know, keep in mind, you know, you got to take care of your body and mind and spirit, you know, holistic health, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. The true test of spirituality is practicality. So here's a little holistic health food for thought, and that is that the best defense against the modern plague of degenerative disease from toxic exposure to chemtrails, fluoride, vaccines, 5G, EMF, and chemical-laced, foodless, so to speak, food, the best defense is love of your immune system, love for your immune system with Swedish pollen extract, which is the nutraceutical grade royal jelly and the highest purity royal jelly stem cell precursors for optimal health and vim vigor vitality. You know, feel the light, feel the love. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I've been taking that stuff for 30 years. It's the reason I dance like I'm 30 something for at least the first 3 minutes. I mean, talk about Vim Vigor and Vitality. Highly recommend it. Strengthens your immune system like nothing else. They've used it for 60 years as a prophylactic for colds and flus. It would have been perfect. During COVID, but I couldn't recommend it because I would have been shut down in a heartbeat. By God's grace, I've been flying under the radar, folks. So support me any way you can. The best way to support me is to support yourself, support your health with Swedish pollen extract. So I have a link on that, the newsletter page. And you can always just Google Christopher Rudy pollen extract, or just go to pollenext.com. Pollenext.com. I think it comes up. So I haven't been giving promotions for my product for a long time, and different people are saying, you know, you really should put it out there more. Well, I've been kind of, like I say, flying under the radar, but things are coming out in the open to where I think, you know, freedom of speech is getting a new, it's been resurrected largely from even before Easter. This whole spring launch is what I call it. It's been ignited, and by God's grace, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the other. I think I have time. Yeah, I've got another 10 minutes. I can talk about what I published back here about 10 days ago. Actually, back on April the 27th. So yeah, about a week ago. New moon in Taurus. So that, you know, when you have a new moon is in Taurus, and Taurus is the builder, it's the bull, but it's physical. And it, you know, makes practical. It's like spiritual practicality. That's the tone. A new moon in Taurus sets the tone for at least 2 weeks, you know, before the full moon. So we got these energetics right now of making the unconscious conscious, you know, practical. It's not always a pretty sight, you know. There's deep hidden parts of, you know, myself and others that need to come into the light. And this is kind of the energy right now of, you know, bringing light to dark places, bringing parts of ourselves into the light. And so that kind of began this thematic global uprising, and the processes for doing that, you know. So the whole theme of this anchoring Practical spirituality was accelerating from great awakening to great enlightenment. You know, this whole process as you speed up, everything else kind of slows down. I mean, things have been speeding up, and most people are like kind of overwhelmed. But if you can speed up with, the kind of alignment and tune with the whole idea, there's a process of great awakening that's leading to great enlightenment. And I go into the intertech and hardware and harnessing AI. You know, this whole concept of, when you harness the power of love, it's like, mankind will have discovered fire for the second time, the power of love. And of course, this is the concept of hardware. So there's links on the hardware throughout my material. People that are familiar with it don't have to click on the links. They've already gone there. They know what I'm talking about. Those who are new to it, it's like you can go deeper to understand what, hardware really means if you haven't clicked on that link before. So the point being is that as the rate of global change accelerates with AI everything, and I referenced this in the newsletter I just mentioned published yesterday, that as this happens, thought leaders are wrapping their heads around the many profound implications and opportunities. One of the huge implications and opportunity is that the family of mankind, in our global village, now has universal AI language translation abilities for all of us. For, you might say United Sovereigns of Earth, universal AI language translation abilities. So it's like we're one of the family of mankind now in the in a global village, the internet, the instant everywhere interactive internet. There's AI languaging translation abilities now that are possible. It could happen in a heartbeat. And we could be, brothers and sisters in the family of mankind in a global village. It's like that would culture oneness. That whole concept, creates the concept of, let's cooperate and co-create and coordinate rather than compete and win with win lose. Let's have win win. We're brothers and sisters in a global village. Let's have win win. Win lose is retro. It's like, why should anyone lose? Why, we can all win if we just hang together rather than all hang separately, So the family of mankind now has universal AI language translation abilities for all of us, United Sovereigns of Earth. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the earth and to all beings who inhabit it, and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. Claim the victory, folks. So all the divisive dystopian dysfunction that we now see, creating in peril and insecurity on the world stage, that's all symptoms of a deep, depressing dis-ease due to disconnect from the spirit that matters for a heart coherent common sense of us as the family of mankind in our global village. I mean, there's a deep disease from this disconnect of, we are one, one for all and all for one kind of a thing. There's a steep disease. There's all these forces that are creating and managing separation. Trump is the prime example right now. He's blowing the world up with his trade embargo. I mean, this war. He's basically declaring war on the world and China in particular, and China, Russia. I mean, he's blowing it up. He's just blowing it up. And it's and this is the insecurity. Now, if you kind of get this all in perspective, here we have the potential as never before in world history, with this universal AI translation kit, to be one, to be, and to cooperate and coordinate and cooperate. And there are ways to do it. And of course, this is why I explain with hardware and interactive communication platforms that involve and evolve, our individual and collective consciousness, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, in the government, education, healthcare, and the economy. That can be done. I mean, that's now possible. So the vision of that alone can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. When I say more light and love, easier and faster, that's what I'm talking about. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of communications, cooperative communication coordinations, global telecom, global telecare. The vision alone, like I say, can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. If enough good people do enough soon enough, with enough light and love, then it'll happen sooner than later. So, how we resurrect or otherwise upgrade our humanity is how we conceive, believe, and achieve a process that inspires intelligence of a more enlightened and universal love nature for common sense of how we can all be connected with our individual and collective effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about ESP when it's effective sensory perception. So, since all our social, political, and economic problems are essentially communication problems of how we come into unity, for real community, telecom tools and processes that achieve this provide a real solution. And of course, I've linked the telecom tools and processes to the global telecom model with the interactive interface. And I'm going to reference one more time for people that are listening and they can visualize in their minds what this universal interface looks like with this language of light, this language of consciousness. And the processes of consciousness, the brightness scale, you might say on a 1 to 10 scale with, if you imagine three numbers in sequence, on your touchtone telephone, or on your computer keypad, your alphanumeric keypad, three numbers in sequence creates a dot and a cube. And if you can imagine the universal language of light as the bright white light ascends and descends, the first number scale, and into the prism of human consciousness and refraction to all the colors of the rainbow, you might see the full spectrum of consciousness. So you got a white light color spectrum, and the third dimension would be like depth of field. You could say in past or the future, you could say in the foreground, the rear ground, forebrain, rear brain. And if you can imagine, this is three dimensions in the holodeck between your ears, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. So three numbers in sequence could create a dot and a cube. When you're watching a video, to evaluate a video, you use the language of light of consciousness in your holodeck, where if you're saying it's too bright and authoritative and sophisticated at any one point of the video you were watching, either live or in replay, and you're responding, and if you hit like a one, it's like separate on the scales, and it goes, the numbers go towards the center, which is a zero, which is saying basically I am one, balanced on the scale of self and others. In other words, if you're watching a program and you're saying, oh, it's a one, one way of saying that is that, it's too bright, authoritative, and sophisticated. It's above me. But at the same time, that's a one on the other end of the scale, which is saying, just the opposite. It's too dark, dense, or, because when there's polarization, it's always self and others, whereas the center is the completeness, the circle of oneness. And five would be halfway there. You're saying, it's not too bright, authoritative, and sophisticated, or too dense, dark, or whatever. You're halfway to being completely one with what the person is saying and being completely separate. So there's these scales, and the same thing on the other dimension, as they say, the white light of consciousness, hits the prism of consciousness and refraction to all the colors of the rainbow. You've got the brightest of all colors, yellow, and the green healing ray, with the most assimilating the most chlorophyll green. You've got balanced in angstrom units right in the center, whereas in the two extremes you got, you might say the fiery red emotional a person on one end of the spectrum, and the left brain linear logical person on the other end of the spectrum. Of course, these are aspects of all of us, with the two ends of the spectrum. But if you look at the energetics of that, it can be like the left brain linear can be like Spock on one extreme in Star Trek, and Scotty, very emotional on the other extreme, and of course the captain's right in the middle with balancing it. So that's one way of looking at the brightness field color spectrum. And again, depth of field can be depth of field in time, the meaningfulness, not so meaningful. Depth of field is for meaningful, survival, not survival. Urgent, not urgent. And that's kind of sums it up. In as far as depth of field, the depth of meaning, value of purpose, etc. So the ultimate meaning of survival is the survival of ultimate meaning. And as you become conscious of how you're conscious in these three dimensions, you involve and evolve your consciousness. And as this done collectively, it involves and evolves our collective conscience. So it cultures social conscience in our social networks. And you could say that this is, Christic consciousness, the light of consciousness. Or you could say that this, as this process matures, we're talking about the second coming of conscience, higher conscience, Christic consciousness, cosmic consciousness, conscience with a capital C, in the collective consciousness. So now, involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience is what the fulfillment of the Aquarian quantum age will be all about. It's sometimes called zero point, or the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. Or the quantum shift, to 5D conscience. It's got a lot of different names, but we're talking about the Aquarian dispensation, and there's a shift going on, and there's a major paradigm shift going on. Some people are already there, and they're, basically they're raising the flag for other people and saying, hey, this is, this is gooder than good. This is good as it gets. More light and love, easier and faster. Here's how we do it. This is what it looks like. So anyway, I might be getting carried away again. I want to thank you for listening today. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating throughout the 2020s. This is a process, folks. We're only halfway through the 2020s. And keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.